According to countrywide statistics furnished by the Ministry of Women's Empowerment and the Family, between the ages of 6 and 14, only 80% of girls attend school compared to 94% of boys. Gender disparity between boys and girls varies from urban areas to the far-flung, poverty-stricken hinterlands, and especially in predominantly Muslim and polygamy-friendly communities. In the far north region, for example, over 98% of boys are enrolled schoolgoers against only 69% of girls. The situation in Cameroon mirrors the bigger picture for sub-Saharan Africa, where efforts to recruit and keep girls in school are slow because of low perceptions of the benefits of education, public perceptions that girls don't need education, extreme poverty, and the low levels of education of their parents. UNICEF's Cameroon operations chief, Daouda Guindo, says cultural expectations of young girls are a major factor.
40% des filles abandonnent avant le CM2.
40% of girls abandon school before they reach the fourth and the fifth year of primary education. 31% of girls get married before the age of 15.
The country's three northern and east regions with the poorest girl-child school attendance rates have been targeted as priority zones in need of strategies to improve young girls' attendance. In the far north region on the fringes of the Sahara Desert, the situation is particularly troubling, with fewer than 17 of every 100 girls in school. Experts blame falling girl-child attendance on several social factors that relegate African girls to cooking, cleaning, and having babies. Jairé Mucho is communications advisor at Plan International Cameroon.
Some parents prefer to give priority to boy education than to the girl, with the reason that the girl will be going on marriage soon and there is no need to invest in her. Some say they don't have enough resources and they prefer to focus the little they have on the education of the boy.
And that's not all. Despite long years of campaigning against child marriages, increasing numbers of adolescent girls in Cameroon's north and east are still being forced into marriage. 13-year-old female student and member of Cameroon's Children's Parliament, Boutou Farida Mohamed, agrees. She says most times the girls don't even know who they are getting married to and cannot choose between polygamy and monogamy.
Yes, it's true. Yeah, they just see the man the day of the marriage. Some of them are very old. The man can even be the great-grandfather. It is so possible.
For 2 years, she has been unable to forget her friend, a victim of premature wedlock who died during childbirth.
I had one friend, but now she's not more alive. Her parents just arranged a marriage for her, and then she just went. When it was time for her to give birth, she just died. She could not even give birth, and they could not even operate her to take out the children. She was so small. She was 12 years old, and it was 2 years ago.
Elsewhere, civil society activists warn that growing numbers of girls in schools across the region are being targeted by teachers and male classmates. There are also reports that some local officials, such as education delegates and gendarmerie commanders, sexually abuse underage students in the belief that having sex with virgins brings wealth and power. Many such abuses go unreported by parents who feel powerless to confront the abusers. Although some incidents are not reported, recorded cases are soaring, according to Aminatu Sali Mubari, the co-founder of Local Action for Participatory and Self-Managed Development at ADELPA. She is encouraging women to report incidents of rape and other abuse.
Oui, on a des cas de filles de 4 ans qui ont été violées.
We have cases of girls of 4 years being raped. It's happening all around here, and the people are aware. But the shocking thing is that most cases are shielded from public notice by the silence of the parents.
She says some parents prefer secret arrangements because they fear that their girls will be stigmatized if the public knows they have been raped. She argues such silence is connivance. The government works alongside UNICEF, Plan International and others to boost girl-child school attendance, build parent awareness, provide private toilet facilities, offer free textbooks and scholarships to girls, for example. However, Women's Empowerment Minister Marie-Thérèse Abina says efforts at curbing dropout rates for girls are only timidly paying off.
It is not yet 100%, but we are improving. And it is you, it is your brother, your sister, your grandmother who still believes in female genital mutilation. It is still your grandfather who still believes to sending a girl to marry before the age of 15. So each one of us has to do his share of work so that we can see the girl child evolve in our society and contribute.
Commemorating the second edition of the International Day of the Girl Child last October 11, under the theme Innovating for Girls' Education, advocates agreed that educating more girls and women would increase the quantity and quality of human resources needed to drive forward the country's development. Women comprise the majority of Cameroon's over 20 million inhabitants, but remain far underrepresented in the country's decision-making institutions. Efforts by the government of Japan, UNICEF, and the Cameroon government promote the construction of hundreds of girl-child-friendly primary schools, especially in the areas with lowest girl enrollment, by offering meals to improve girls' attendance and increase support for grassroots women's advocacy groups promoting girl-child education. Hopefully, experts conclude, such interventions will help bridge the education gaps between Cameroon's boys and girls in the near future. For VOA News, I'm Tarike Devine Jr. in Douala, Cameroon.